Pole raising provides color for the blind.
Douglas Segui, Vancouver Sun.
Bowen Island. Dr. Euclid Heary ran his sensitive fingertips over the rough grain and carvings of the 175-year-old cedar totem pole, picking up images that brightened his sightless eyes. Heary's fingers usually read Braille in his Toronto office, where he is national director of the Canadian National Institute for the Blind. Friday, he and other CNB officials, about 100 school children and a red-coated Mountie, were on Bowen Island to raise a pole originally carved from a centuries-old log for a North Coast Salish Indian village. The raising was to mark the 75th anniversary of the BC Yukon Division of the CNIB.
Why a totem pole raising?
Why not? Ask CNB volunteer Elizabeth Nash, who is the kind of person who can convince BC Hydro to donate 2 crews for a pole raising. Persuade Bowen Island RCMP Constable Andre Montesino to put on his red serge and television news anchor Tony Parsons to drop by and play master of ceremonies. The CNB totem pole is a relic from the days Union Steamship Company ran tourists to the island. The pole was carved and erected in Jervis Inlet around 1820, but was moved after smallpox struck the area about 1870. Union Steamship bought the pole in 1920 from the Sechelt Indian Band and brought it to Bowen as a tourist attraction. The CNB got the pole when it bought the old steamship property for a lodge in 1961. It was in a poor state last year, when Nash determined to get it refurbished for the 75th anniversary celebrations. She found Stan Joseph, a master carver and apprentice shaman of the Squamish Indian Band. Joseph told Friday's gathering Indians did not usually restore totem poles because they thought the eventual decay of the old cedar logs was part of the natural life cycle. The fact there are so few of the really old trees left makes it important that poles be restored for our children, he said. When Joseph took the pole down to begin work, an eagle flew overhead, a sign the spirit of the eagle, a feature on top of the pole, and the original carver approved the project, he said. I got a very good feeling out of it.